Hi, everyone, and thank you, my friend, very much. And may God's blessings be with you today. And we hope today that we do something or say something that will cause someone to find themselves. If you're lost, we find yourself lost. If not, find yourself happy in the Lord. And we're coming with you now with a follow-up program, you might say, from last week. And we hope in these programs, as we bring them to you, that we do make some sense to you. But we do want you to know and feel in our heart that we're in the last days, and these are the things that we're talking about at this time. I'm going to talk mostly, I guess, today from the 24th chapter of Matthew, if you'd like to follow me. But first today, we have singing for us the Master's Messengers, and first number is the Hallelujah Meeting. And for their next number, Homesick to Go.
All my life I've heard them talk of heaven. It's a place where loved ones lived while ages roamed. But it's been many, many years since it's forgiven. I'm just a little homesick to go. Tears and made me wonder if I'd ever walk up on those streets of gold. Oh, but Lord, you gave me strength, I didn't blunder, and I'm just a little homesick to go. But must I till the farmer goes to reap before he's sown? I've set my eyes upon the sky to the sight more shine, 'cause I'm just a little homesick to go.
I wonder if the angels could use another singer.
racing through the sky. It must be the angels rehearsing for the banquet, making preparations for the wedding in the sky. And I wonder if the angels could use another singer. I'd like to join the chorus, live together on the throne.
When my body's new and my voice is strong,
maybe I could sing on. Wonder if the angels could use another singer. Playing symphony, they are contemplating, celebrating, crowning our king. Maybe I will join them in the morning, just before the breaking of the dawn. I have an invitation to join the celebration. Swing wide those pearly gates, hear the singer coming home. Another singer, I'd like to join the chorus, live together on the throne.
When my body's new and my voice is strong,
maybe I could sing along. Wonder if the angels could use another singer. I wonder if the angels could use.
What You've Done for Me is their next number.
Today, somebody's life is dark to me.
Next number should be whatever Christians are looking for, just simply, After a While.
Oh, sometimes the road is rocky, and I
Sure hope that you've enjoyed today the Master's Messengers. They're some real good friends of mine, and I understand that they listen. Lois listens to our program, and we love Lois, and we enjoy this group, and we hope that they enjoy this program as much as we enjoy bringing it to you. Now, in the beginning, I told you we started this program, the last two programs, dealing with the last days, and today, as we open up, I want to read just a little bit in Daniel, then I'm going to the 21st chapter of 24th chapter of Matthew. But my friend's time is running out, and this is speaking of the great tribulations in Daniel. And at that time shall Michael stand up, and the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was before, or was since there was a nation, even that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But he says, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, shall look, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on the side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? I heard a man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand, and his left hand up unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be from time, times and half time, and half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. From the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 3,105 and 30 days. But go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Now, my friends, there's people today, and I'm not on this program trying to conflict, trying to contradict. I'm trying my best to bring before people. There's people today that's trying to teach and cause people to believe that there'll be no overcoming. But as it was in the days of Moses and the days of Noah, God's people has overcoming. I believe in the seventh chapter of Revelation, about the 14th verse. Listen, and I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulations, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, that people that get to go to heaven will be people that live for God. Why, Christ was typical of the life that people will have to live. You and I will have to serve the Lord, and he came and lived a life and showed us that persecutions could be overcome. How? Through the Spirit of him. And only by the Spirit of him would a man or woman be able to stand the things that come upon him. But there's great tribulations are coming. And according to the Scriptures, in the last days, and these are the things that I'm dealing with, and last week's program, I talked along this line, and we read and we talked about the days of Noah and the ark and how that he builded the ark. And for the purpose, it was for the saving of man. Now, as we know and as we've taught, and you've been taught no doubt many times, the life of Christ took the place of the great ark that Noah built. It took the place for people, that people might be able to serve God and serve him in purity. And in Daniel, it teaches you and I that in after these great tribulations, and when they come, it teaches you and I that people will be tried, and they'll be pure, and they'll be white. Yet there's people tells you today there's no way to live a clean life. You have to serve Satan and God too. You can't, my friends, and this is the point that I'm trying to get over to you. There's a clean and a pure way to serve God. Now let's go to the 24th chapter, as I told you in the beginning. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to shew him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all of these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, what shall these things be, and what shall be the signs of the coming and of the end of the world? Now, this is what we're talking about, is the signs of the coming of the ends of the world. Now, this is way back under nearly 2,000 years ago, as Christ was advising and telling these people, and they were questioning him. They wanted to know about the coming of the Lord. My friend, today, I hope that you are interested in the coming of the Lord, because according to my Bible, our time is at hand. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now listen to these signs. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilence, and earthquakes, in divers places, and these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Can't you see, my friends, today, there is a life that Christians are going to have to live. We're coming to the time to where that we'll be taken to prison. No doubt for holding to the word of God. Well, the people of the world, people that don't know God, they're not going to always, the time, God has got this thing said, it's coming, there's no question about it, there's going to be overcoming, but I'm here to teach the Christian man to fear not, for God will be with us as he did Moses, and as he was with Noe, as he was with Lot, when he brought them out. God will be with his people, but according to the scriptures that I just read, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse of Revelation, there's going to be a people that's tried. There's going to be a people that come before God and come up under great tribulations. Oh, my friend, today it's good to be a Christian. Yet I realize today that when a man begins to talking about a life here that's clean, one that Christ come and lived, I know that you have overcoming. People left the slur and they left the slang. But bless your heart, if everybody that says they're going to heaven goes there, heaven will be just like this place here. There is no way, because God could not control man without his spirit. But one time the spirit of God is placed within man, it will take care and take care of you and I. It will look out for us and cause us to want to live this good, clean and free life from the sins of this life. Now listen. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise up, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Today, friends, have you ever seen this? Is this not going along in this life today? Ain't it a fact that there's grandparents that will take the life of their grandchildren? Grandchildren will take the life of their grandparents. Fathers and mothers turn on one another. Husbands and wives. You hear very frequently where some wife is found or caught her husband in bed and took his life. Oh, my friends, today, this is not pleasing to God. It's not pleasing to God, and we're over now where the iniquity is abounding, and the love of many, many, many people has waxed cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Listen now, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of the desolation spoken of by Daniel, the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso read, let him understand. Now the things that Daniel saw and the things that was closed up at that time that Daniel couldn't see is being opened today to where men and women can see. And he said that when the desolation, this great tribulation come, or the end is at hand, then let them which be in Jerusalem flee into the mountain. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except, now listen, and except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now, my friend, let me briefly right here discuss just a little bit as it's being taught that the saints of God will be taken out. Why, if this be so, why shorten the days of this world for the saints' sake? Can't you see, for the elect's sake, the days will be short? Why? Because of the great tribulations, of the great things that are coming in this life. I want to warn you today, my friends, that God, as I talked in my last program, God is getting tired of the way that things are going. He's not going to allow it. You say, Brother Wooten, you're foolish. Well, when I look back and think about when old Noah started to build his ark, you think about it. Never had rained. Nobody, a lot of people, no doubt, didn't even know what rain was. And Noah told him, he says, it's going to rain, and I'm going to build an ark. God has told me to build an ark of safety, one that he's going to save the righteous and save two of everything. God is going to do this. These people, no doubt, laughed at him to scorn. No doubt many of them would go by and say, look at the old ignorant fool. The old man is building an ark, and it's never rained. But bless your heart, one day it started, and when it started, it began to rain, and when it rained, it poured. It rained and it poured for 40 days and nights, and I can almost see many people that laughed at him, said, well, I sure wish that I'd have listened to that old man. No doubt to me that there were many people that, if they could get close to that ark, that tried to hang on to it. Why? Because they were being destroyed, as the old man told them. This old man is telling you today that Christ is coming back, and he's coming back after a people. People that's looking for him. He's coming back after people that's trying to serve him and serve him in the purity. Trying to live for God daily, trying to put their life before God before anything else. This is the type of people that God, listen, these are the people that God will save in the end. After a while, Jesus is coming. He's coming, my friends, and he's coming after that man and that woman that's looking to him. There's people today in the land that we try to have love for, and people that we want to be and want to teach you right. But as this word of God teaches, there are false prophets in the land today. They are people that's trying and doing great things. But bless your heart, just as long as they've got a dollar, as long as they've got a penny, they'll take them along with them. But my friends, today, a man or a woman that'll tell you the truth, a man that will preach the word of God to you, is the man for you to listen to. He's the man for you to follow, because after a while your time is going to run out, and all of these things that people tell you and you live in just anyway, when you come before God, he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. Many of you, he'll say, depart from me, I know you not. But it's going to take a man and a woman serving God daily in this life if they make it over into the glory land. I'm telling you today from the depths of my soul, from my heart, that we're in the last days. And one of these days, as I read over in Daniel, as the scripture read, and as it began to explain what was going to happen, but it said, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, and every one shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake to shame and to everlasting contempt. So that man that come up as God had him to, he's going to say, well done, my child. That man that failed God, that had sin in his life, will fail to see the Lord. Now, my friends, today, as I've come to you again, and my time is gone, and as I have told you in my last program, I want to hear from you if you'd like for us to continue this program. We're not begging you for your money. We're carrying our programs on. The programs are being paid for. We're not begging for a penny, but we do want to hear from you. We want to know whether you're enjoying this program or not, and we want you to write me, W.L. Wooten, at 1887 Carter's Grove Road, Taft, Tennessee, 38488, or right in care of the station. But we want to hear from you. Now, our prayers are for you. May God bless you until we are back with you again.